And we back. And we back.
Take two. Take two.
Action.
You got some beats for us? Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Always got the beats ready to go.
Excited. Not really. It's fucking terrible sex.
You know what? This is not that.
This is like the fucking the worst appetizer ever before next week, which is going to be just straight fucking epic. It's going to be Riv, which is one of my favorite courses. I hope they don't get too much rain because I'm going to bake that fucking thing out like the sun. And then you got like probably 18 of the top 20 there. I mean, everyone's going to go. Tiger's going to be like, hey, bitch, you're there. If you're not, you're fucking dead to me. And everyone's going to be like, oh, sorry, Tiger, I'm there now. Should be a great tournament. Everyone's taking this week off, so there's no fucking excuses. PGA Tour, I want to see everyone there. 3-year exemption if you win that bitch. So yeah, should be good. All right, here we go. Let's drop it in. Not as many as last week. I think we're recording a little later, so we'll lock that in a little late on the East Coast for our East Coast brethren.
Yes.
Yeah, DK Rivers, Boop City there. Everyone left it up way too long. So you're going to have value no matter what. You know, if you can cash some checks with CLV, you're going to be able to do it. But unfortunately, you can't. Tringali week, David, shout out. Love it. Love Tringali this week. Big fan of that. Sion, what's up, my man? Fade Speed last year. Is there a guy we can fade like Speed this year? It's going to be Jason Day or Phil. Jason but they Day. Won't.
Yeah. Also, was it Jason Day, Ricky, and who was the other one?
Phil. Yeah. They won't give us the Phil bets, but they'll give us the Ricky bets. So it's going to be those two for sure, I think. But nothing is like fading Spieth ever. But that was last year wasn't even the pinnacle. Like the year before that, he actually beat some dudes last year. Yeah, I remember he beat Harry English in the tournament last year. I was kind of pissed about that. It was the year before when it was just a fucking bloodbath, right?
Yes, I do remember that. You know what? I actually have a drop for this section.
Oh, let's go.
What is this, an interrogation? You sure are asking a lot of questions.
That's a good one.
Get to know you a little better. Rapid fire questions.
Oh, I like that.
There you go.
I like that one. Good stuff. That's a great one. I like it. Keep that one in there. We need to go a little way from, we can go away from some of the, whatever. Patrick, bookmaker, fit the field. No, the bookmaker field is like the entire fucking golf tournament. So you can't really go field there. You're looking for like, okay, you want your field bet to end with, let me just pull it up real quick. I want to make sure we get this right because this is by far the best bet of the week. You want your field bet to end with the group of like Malnati, Long, List, Kirk, Clark, that crew. So that, just anyone besides that, basically. That's pretty much it. Yeah, and then Adam, like the locals will leave DJ up the entire time. Like they probably will never go out. So you're going to be able to hit the local without for a while. Bet online, shut them down though. Steve Z, finally Z. Hey, I'm a Willie Z guy. That dude owes us money. We will get it back. Justin, Cantlay 11th or better -110. You know, Cantlay's interesting. I'm with Have on this one. Let me just bring up Cantlay real quick. As good as he is, which he is a world-class golfer, his stats are strange, man. Like, his approach game is decent, but not great. He's just, he's an all-around solid player. Let's just call it what it is. But listen to these approach stats. 3.6, lost 2.5, 4.1, lost 2, 0.6, 1.7, lost 5.2, lost 0.2, 0.4, 2.7, 1.1. I mean, this is just not an elite approach guy.
I'm not doing it. Especially not here with this crazy-ass weather.
No. And look, the other thing about him you have to remember is this dude, his back is fucked. So when you get the cold, you get the wind, I don't even know. He'll probably be the next one at WD, to be honest with you. But, yeah, I just can't. Cantlay is interesting. I'm just not a big Cantlay guy right now.
Did you notice, I counted, Jordan is only taking 13 seconds over the ball now.
Who's worth, Jordan or Cantlay right now?
Oh, can't. Let's not even close. But I'm saying Jordan's down from, I want to say, 19, 20-ish.
He still does a lot with the driver, though. He wiggles a lot with that driver, which makes sense because he fucking hits it so fucking squirrely.
Where's it going?
He has no idea. He's got the left and the right, though. That's the thing. He'll hit it both. He doesn't care. Berrettino, What websites? We both use Fantasy National. Shout out to Fantasy National. Great website for everyone to get their shots, man. They're great dudes. They don't pay us, but they're great guys. Yeah. AB Sports. Willie Z, -140 over Spieth. I'm taking the 1.5 all fucking day long. The 1.5 will probably be even money. So, yeah, just grab that 1.5 at even money. Lots of Spieth v. Homa. See, I'm drawing the line there.
No, he said he is taking Zalatoris over Spieth, right?
Yeah, that's AB. That's take the -1.5 even money on that one.
Yeah, if you got -1, always take them. I'm not making any bet that I don't feel comfortable taking 1.5 strokes.
For sure. Steve Strang, lots of Spieth v. Homa. That's like right at the line there. If it's even money, I don't have the line on that. No, if you're still in the chat, drop a line and I'll give you a little bit better. Oh, there we go. Even money. Homa's even money to Spieth. Ooh, let me look. That's a tough one. I think that's kind of the line, don't you, Have? What do you think on that one? Well, I like Homa a lot this week. Don't get me wrong.
If you like him, go with it. I'm mad on Homa right now, but if you're just fading Spieth, then go with it.
Yeah, I like the other guys. I like the top of the market against him, laying the stroke and have a lot better. That's for sure. So first round leader play this week, Steve. There won't be their split courses. So they'll have them
depending on your book. They'll have them on split.
They will have them. Some will. I just don't fuck with it. It's just not worth my time. I don't like it.
Sonny, you'll know. 60.
So KH Lee with Drew Clars. Fuck, man. I like that guy this week too. Our boy back nine is going to be pissed. There's no doubt about that. Defend the homeland. Spartans are funny. What's your local field bet strategy when already risking on outrights? You know, I keep them very separate. Like, I understand it's betting against myself, but like, I'll put way more on the field bet than I will on my outrights. That's what
I have five guys up there.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is like, one thing you guys have to remember, like, if I just throw a fucking, if I'm like, yep, no outrights, guys, just field bet, like, that's fucked. Like, people want to bet. Like, a lot of this is content still, right? Like, obviously, we do well. Like, we put out a lot of content and it fucking wins. But at the same time, it's
one
like
of the few. One of the few, gentlemen.
If not,
y'all need to acknowledge the only. If you ain't sharing this live, we're going to have problems in here. Right? We need review. Y'all in here, we need reviews on all platforms, Spotify, iTunes. You need to review us. Listen, man, we actually making y'all money. Let's get this right, man. Share it live.
But here's the thing. Right. So if I'm like, hey guys, fuck you, I'm not giving any outrights, I'm just betting all field bets. It's like, okay, well, that's not content. Like, nobody wants to hear that shit. They want to hear who might win. So I bet everything, believe me. Like, everything I put out there, I bet. And Haven knows that for a fucking absolute fact. Now, I'm really good with my bankroll management at the same time. So it's like, I'm not out here betting fucking G's on every single one of these.
Don't forget that part. The bankroll management. It's huge. This guy is very reasonable on the bets.
So these field bets are one unit, and it's a full tournament head-to-head unit, which is anywhere from 3 to 4x what my outright bet is. Hope that helps. One and done. Ooh, one and done this week is kind of fucked. Do you have any ideas? I haven't even thought about that.
What about, like, who you're going to take?
Yeah, who are you thinking here?
Well, I'll tell you what, I missed 1 week, so I got plenty of people.
Well, you missed one?
Yeah, bro, I'm so bad.
Do we have more?
You know what? I should do it. I should do it after this podcast.
We put in fucking like reminders in the chats.
You know what? I actually did it last time, but my password is not on my computer. It's only on my phone.
That's what I did.
So
I will say this: there are three segments. So you know, maybe you just want to mail it in here. I'll give you three guys. I'm looking at Casey.
Of course. How do we know?
I'm looking at Willie Z, and I'm looking at Molinari. I'm probably going to pick one of those three.
Like, yeah, I don't see you taking Willie Z. You know, in a shallow field, you might as well take somebody, maybe a first timer.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Or if you're a big course history guy, go Phil. I don't know. Just kidding. Keep that. Do not fuck. If you take Phil, I actually, you know what? In our league, you should take Phil. Everyone should be fucking 25% owned. Okay, that's my one and done thoughts. Any type of bomb that works well here, strong iron play. Yeah, Steve, it's a less than driver on almost every par four, and even some par fives. Like they'll take less than driver on 18 because if you hit it left, you're in the Pacific Ocean. So you'll see a lot of three woods on even 18 because you don't necessarily have to hit driver there. So yeah, I mean this is just an iron play. Mostly because you don't, the greens are so small. If you're not hitting them, you're fucking chipping around. You're not making birdies. So, yeah. Juice on Willie Z over Spieth. Justin, I think I have, right now I'm staring at like 140, but I'm waiting to lay the 1.5. Those usually don't drop until tomorrow. So, it's kind of where we're at on that one.
What's your field bet number?
Yeah, so Spartans field bet number, I have plus 300, and I think I mentioned it already, but I'll just really quickly, just in case anyone forgot or anyone missed it. It's like Kirk, Long, Malnati, List, Clark, Reavy, Neesmith, that crew down there. Basically like Snedeker to Malnati. Let's just call that what it is. Oh, Willie Z over Day. Oh, right now, my Willie Z over Day is like minus 130. But again, same kind of situation, Steve. Justin, my bad. Justin, same kind of situation. I'm going to wait for those 1.5s to pop. And because right now I'm looking at, let me look here. This is fucking, 116. Yeah, dude, this is great. Yeah, we're going to get like plus 125. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Look at that. Head to head, Norn plus 110 over Day or plus 110 over Fowler. I'm not messing with Day over Fowler.
But Norn over both. Is that Norn over both?
No, I think it's Norn over Day or Day over Fowler.
I'm not messing with any of those. Oh. Yeah, I don't trust Norn right now.
Willie Z even versus Spieth.
That's wild. That's fucking wild. You gotta be kidding me. Where's that at? Find me that right now.
I don't know if there's value on top Asian Andrew on Bo. Maybe. If, you know what? It might be some value with the randomness of the weather.
Yeah.
Maybe Doug Gim. Is he Asian? Is he on the Asian list? Check out, see if Doug Gim is on the Asian list.
Play Texas. Kind of doubt it. Maybe. I can't believe Willie Z is even a Spieth, dude. Willie Z's going to fuck that dude up. Yeah, whatever. Okay, let's see. Yeah, don't see anything there. Local field use, cover your wrist. No, I'm betting. I bet it's stronger. I understand it's not a great idea. But again, my outrights are not as large as what my full tournament head-to-heads are. And, you know, if I were you, I would just bet the field. I bet both because whatever I put out there, I bet. So I am absolutely, like, betting against myself. I understand that. But I'm not going to tell you to bet something and not bet it myself. But if I had this opportunity and I wasn't a fucking content guy, I would just bet the field and do nothing else. That's it. I was just about the field and fucking ride it because you're going to have like five horses there. Idea.
This might be just a good week just to get with the field with the weather, guys. You just sit back and relax and without stress. Ooh, exactly. Look at this. Paul Casey for top Britain in Ireland. Not bad.
Andrew, what's up, brother? As a professional slot player and professional weather forecaster, I can tell you round four is going to be sloppy. Slot sluts, man. They're fucking great, dude. I love them. I love them.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be sloppy as shit. It's going to be terrible out there. It's Coots. What up, bro? How we doing?
Spartan, Casey Sportes.
Casey top Britain and Ireland. Who else is even in this? I'm going to have to look at the list here. I don't even know who's even qualifying for that. I'm going down the list.
I don't even see. They go to majors after on Bovada right now.
But dude, who else is a fucking Briton or Irishman in this field?
Nobody you care about, probably.
Dude, minus 120. He's got to be more than 54. Wait, no, that'd be 54%. 50. Yeah, dude, he's kind of like that bet. Spartans, good shit, dude. Spartans is always coming up with good shit though. He's a sharp dude. Day missed cut plus 195. Don't hate it. Is day 260? Yeah, I mean, Day's got to be more than 60% to miss the cut. He's fucking terrible. So, Andrew, the problem with trying to forecast the weather is you just don't know who the fuck is going to be there. So, like, sloppy weather, and there's not a large enough sample of like shitty weather rounds for us to really know who's actually good and who's not. I like good ball strikers. To me, if you strike your irons well, you should be able to play in the water. That's my thought. So I don't change much, but because I don't think there's a huge, I don't know if there's anything, if we have definitive data to be able to know who's good and who's not. Because it's just really rarely ever shitty on the PGA Tour. I mean, they don't want shit worn out, you know. Kirk versus Nick Taylor. Yeah, I think we got about that, right?
Boom. Circle gets the square. Kirk or Taylor.
Favorite Seattle area course for a Claw Saturday, Seattle, bro. I have to say, when I was there at school, I was so fucking poor. All I could do is go to the range at UW and hit golf balls. Like, I never played. I played the Oakey courses up in Newcastle only because my college roommate was the outside services guy, but I had no fucking money. Golf is expensive, man. Like, even like 40, 50 bucks, I'm like, I don't think I can do that. Can't swing it. So I played no golf in Seattle, unfortunately. I'd like to go back in there and play, though. M. Jones. J-Maz, do you actually like Ben the Better? I fucking love Ben the Better. That guy needs to be – he's like a national treasure, and we should all be thankful.
He's actually been on a little bit of a run, though.
Yeah. It's like Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, Ben the Better. Even though he's Canadian. So
he's forthright. You know, he's honest.
He's better than fucking any other. Like, he's better than 90% of the Twitter caps out there. He keeps fucking legit track of his shit. So, anyways, Knox's Nest. Oh, Knox. Wait, Russell Knox. Is he really? I think he's American now. Is Knox? No, I guess you're right. Yeah, Knox. And then he's
from Scotland.
Yeah, Knox and Tom Lewis.
I think he's from Scotland.
He's just going to destroy those guys. Those guys suck. Knox is decent. He can't putt, though. So, no, I think that's, yeah. I like that. Minus 120. I mean, you're looking at a little over a coin flip. He's got to be a little better. He's getting like 60% against those guys. I mean, if you have a three ball with Knox, Tom Lewis, and Casey, like, Casey's well over 120, I think.
That's a very good bet, actually. You're just hoping Casey plays his normal game, which is top 10 usually.
And he just won, so he's in form. He might quit. I wonder how many of these good players are going to be like, oh, fuck this. I'm out of here. This fucking sucks. Because I know I would. I'm not playing the rain. I'd be like, yeah, all right, see you guys later.
$1 million up for grabs, buddy.
That's it. Well, oh, we have Twitter questions. Shit.
Twitter questions.
Yeah, some guys have some Twitter questions. Let's do this. Sorry, guys.
You have Twitter questions, and you know we got a live going. That's what's confusing to me.
Well, you know, I wasn't very clear on how this works. Let me just break this down. You know, if they're gonna have some Twitter questions. NJA, shout out. He bet a buddy $500 that Berger would be on the card. Well, I hope you won that $500 on Brooks Koepka this week because sorry. hope you're even after this the last few days. All right, this one's for you. This one's for you, Have.
Yes, sir.
Donnie Betts, choose one of the most likely. Xander to one of the most likely to win. Xander with one-shot lead after 54 holes. Finau with a one-shot lead after 54 holes. Reed, 6 strokes back from Xander and Finau after 54 holes.
No, it's not even close. It's Xander.
Xander, yeah, no doubt. Not even close. The problem is Reed's a front runner. Reed's not a come-from-behind guy. Like, Reed's the dude you don't want to have 54 holes. Now, if you were like, who's more likely to win? Reed, these guys with a 54-hole lead, and they're all even? Reed's easily winning this. Like, that guy's a monster if you're looking up at him. It's like the worst possible situation. Pickle Rick, what do you look for first in head-to-head matchups? Model ranks, matchup odds, certain players, or where there are edges? Thanks. I make my numbers, and then I go – then I look at the numbers, and then I use subjectiveness.
I look at – you know who I look at? Overrated names and resumes first.
Yeah, there you go.
In recent form – to those overrated names and resumes and see who they're matched up against. Then I look at the number.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
I think before you look at the number, you want to have a number in your head, right? Like, you don't just want to look at the number and be like, oh yeah, I think this is it. No. Whether it's subjective, whether you actually make your own numbers, whatever it may be, you want to make sure that you have what you think it should be before you look. And then you can just compare whether you can even scrape it all and you know, attach it to wherever your numbers are made from. And boom, now you know where it is. I use a little subjective edge. So I'll look at my numbers. I'll add what I know, and then I'll go look at the number. And that's kind of where we start. That's kind of where we go. That's a good question, though.
How much Dogecoin should you withdraw? I don't know. How much have you made?
That's a good question, Andrew.
Let me see. You should withdraw.
Is Doge the next big thing? Like, is that something I should be? I don't have any Dogecoin. Is that bad? I don't even know.
Not Doge.
Doge?
It's like the one with the dog on there.
I'm not buying anything that has a fucking dog on it.
It doesn't matter what it has on it, bro. It's just a matter of whether people believe in what is going to happen. That's all it is. Just perception. That's all money is. It's all this crypto. It's all, do people believe in it? That's it. That's how it works.
I believe in technology. I don't know about crypto, though.
Bro, I watched a documentary last night. About where does money... You should watch it, bro. Where money comes from and like the whole... It's fantastic, bro.
Here, I'm just going to give you the problem with crypto. I have some, by the way, and I believe in the technology 100%. Like, blockchain is fucking going to take over the world at some point. It has to be. Here's the problem. As soon as it gets big enough, it will be regulated. Because fucking the dollar, the fucking yen, these motherfuckers are not going to hang out here and let this thing overtake their currency. So it's cool. And how big is that? I don't really know. A lot of people are going to agree it's prior, but it'll never be the currency of the world because the big boys will make sure it isn't. That's my thoughts.
One thing you do have to remember is even if they do it here, you don't have to live here.
Yeah, but everyone lives here.
You're not listening to me, though. Just because they regulate it here, I'm saying you don't have to live here. You can move somewhere else. Well, they still accept it.
But that's like saying, just because we can't bet on sports, we're going to move somewhere else to do it. No, I still live in California, and I can't fucking bet on shit. Brother, I'm not moving anywhere for this shit.
Well, not for sports betting, but if Bitcoin gets a number big enough, you know what? If Bitcoin gets to a number big enough, I don't give a shit about living here.
That's true. Okay. Well, we gave him golf. We gave him Bitcoin, little TB, one and done. I think it's time to look. I have some seashells I'll sell you, right, Spartans? By the seashore. You ever heard of that?
Seashells by the seashore. Hold on. Kidding.
Don't Google it.
I got to get my song ready.
Oh, you have one?
No, the outro.
Oh, the outro? Oh, I got you. Okay. Yeah. All right, boys. Well, that was a nice little half hour or so of rapid fire with a hot drop. That's the best one you've done in a while. That's a standard for new drops. We're gonna have this separate, right? So we're gonna be posting both podcasts, like, review, do all that kind of stuff, and hopefully we keep this up. We probably won't. So manage your fucking bankrolls. Don't be idiots out there thinking that we just always win because we don't. It's good right now.
I am so happy. Thank you guys for tuning in. Share the live. Like, subscribe, review. Don't forget, still doing the free roll for the first printed screenshot.
Yeah, screenshot us anytime. $10. I always forget to mention it, but anyone who every single week, first screenshot review, $10 free roll bet.
Share us. Screenshotted, share and review.
Boom.
That being said, this is my single, Miss Pac-Man. You guys are going to be the first.
Posting again. On it. Peace out.
Get out, baby.
They call her Miss Pac-Man, cause she be gobbling likes, cause all she wants is attention. Say everything is in sight. Say all she do is post pictures, trying to get a new follower. Man, they call them influencers, but that ain't all they be calling them. Checking her phone like a crackhead, trying to get her next fix. Say how many pictures you posted. Say MLS count, I had 6. Hey girl, you're doing the most, but tell me how much it cost you. I see that bracket you told her, but tell me, is that all I taught you? If she could catch a baller, it would be so baller. If you think you'd be 6'5" or taller, that would be terrific. No one knows she being picky, I mean too specific. She gotta catch a baller formula like scientific. Confessional, but this got her looking outstanding. But her number one concern is about her new branding. Her credit score is poor
is not in good standing. Your ego is the only thing that I can see expanding. Miss Pac-Man only really cares about her followers. Miss Pac-Man posted right now, say, do you follow her? Miss Pac-Man wants to make sure that you know her name. But if you play Miss Pac-Man, you know you can't beat the game. Miss Pac-Man only really cares about her followers. Miss Pac-Man posted right now, say, do you follow her? Miss Pac-Man wants to make sure that you know her name. But if you play Miss Pac-Man,
thank you, folks.
Baby, then you're going.
We out.
Some ending. I'm trying to think, do I what file have I